NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
I'm Oh, don't stop. Just keep on giving God praise. Let God arise and the enemy be scattered. Very pleasant. Good Tuesday morning. It is Tuesday, October the 31st, 2023, the last day of October. And many of you are giving God praise, glory, and honor as we worship and give him all the glory and all the praise. Again, it's my pleasure. I'm your host, the Anointed One, as always. Oh, my goodness. Thanking God for his grace, his mercy. Thanking God for his son, Jesus Christ. And thanking you for catching the wave. We are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world, playing the old, the new, and it's all just for you. And we've got more just like that coming your way right here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's 12 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and oh my goodness, what a lineup we have for you this morning. All that and more coming your way, and we've got several announcements that we're going to be addressing. And those of you, your very first time catching the wave, you can join us on our website, NFIRadio.com. That's NFIRadio.com, and you'll see all of the awesome men and women of God that's a part of this network. Also, you'll see our list for times and schedule of these awesome men and women of God, and also you'll see in the left corner where you can leave a comment to let us know how much you've been enjoying this broadcast. All right, let's get back with more great gospel music. Coming up a little later this morning, 9:30 a.m., is Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkin of the Christian Life Church, 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. They'll be coming forth live at 9:30 a.m. this morning. Now, let's get back with more of the very best.
The King of Glory. There is a king seated among us, and let every heart receive him now. Where there is praise, he will inhabit. There will be grace and mercy all around. Every burden will be lifted in his presence. Every trophy will be laid down at his feet. There is a name that reigns above all of. The King above all kings. Unto the Lamb, honor and glory. Worthy is he. and every tear you wipe away, and we'll be at home. The war will be over, and soon we will meet our Savior face to face. Where every bird will be lifted in His presence. Oh, lay down every throne, will be laid down at His feet. There is a day that reigns above all others. Jesus Christ, the King of all. And all our worship will be lost forever. Holy, holy, for all of eternity. Your name is the name that reigns above all others. Jesus Christ, the King of all.
Together, let's have some church, y'all. Come on, clap your hands like you go to somebody's church. Come on. The song says, here we go.
There is power, so much power.
Lord, I wanna be healed. My body's all filled with soul.
I know that's right. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Somebody shout Jesus. All right. We are right at 22 minutes after the hour, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a wonderful Tuesday, October the 31st, 2023, the last day of this month. And believe it or not, brothers and sisters, we are getting ready to step into November. Oh, my goodness. Some of you already said turkey time, right? You do your specialties on Thanksgiving Day, and many of you have already started to prepare and make reservation to meet with family or friends and celebrate Thanksgiving. And, you know, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And you ought to take the time and praise God and give him thanks each and every day. When you wake up in the morning, just give him praise. When you go to bed at night, give him praise. Even at noonday, give him praise. Just thank him for his grace and his mercy and all that he's doing in your life. And you know what? You haven't seen nothing yet what God is about to do in your life. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Now, let's continue with more of the very best in gospel music. Very pleasant. Good Tuesday morning.
Clap your hands. If you know him, stay right there. If you know him. universal. Let me hear you. Let me hear you. Let me hear
you.
Tennessee.
No.
Stay right there.
No.
Y'all help me see. Holy,
holy,
holy Ghost.
Holy,
holy,
holy
Ghost.
How
he got power.
How
he got power.
Saving.
Saving power.
Healing.
Healing power. Wonder working. Wonder working. Wonder working. Help me call his name. I said,
she,
help me call her.
She,
oh Lord,
she,
one more time.
Help
me say,
holy,
ooh Lord,
holy,
holy,
power,
what the word is
power.
Let's try. I like this side, but let me try it over here.
We'll be right back with more great gospel music right after this important message.
Yes, God bless you, God bless you. This is Apostle Prophet William Lee. Yes, I'm on my way back to the great city of Durham, North Carolina, November the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th, 2023, 7 p.m. nightly. Bethany United Methodist Church, Reverend Lisa Reynolds is the pastor, 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina. Host Apostles Monica and LaMotta McCullough. All roads lead to 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina. Come expecting a miracle. Come expecting to be delivered. Come expecting to be healed. Jeremiah 38 declares, for it shall come to pass, in that day saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck and will burst thy bonds. Come expecting something supernatural. Come expecting to hear from God. Each one bring one. Don't meet me there, beat me there. Again, all roads lead to 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina, November the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th, 2023, 7 p.m. night.
Oh! You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music. We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beat.
Mixing
the beat in the mix. In the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ. Hit me with another track.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
I'm
epic song of worship. The song says, test and try. Disappointment. Left you in a drought. Test and trial. Try. Disappointment. Let's go. What I have. This is not the end of the story. Say your neighbor, it's gonna work. Oh yes it is. For your. Do you got it? Do you believe it? Let's say it again. Test and trial. Test and trial. Give it to me, Daniel. Test and trial. Hey. Disappointment. Here we go. But I have. Clap your hands right in the city there. Come on. This is not the end of the story. Get it in your spirit and tell yourself, it's gonna work. All the things that you have been through, it's gonna work. For your good. It's gonna work. I believe what the word of the Lord says, Bishop. It's gonna work. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. It's gonna work. Oh, it's gonna work. For your good. Let's go. It's gonna work.
it's Tuesday morning. It's going to work for your good, huh? All things work together for the good of them that diligently and those that love the Lord. If you love the Lord this morning and you're seeking God for direction and believing God for that breakthrough, that miracle, somebody say it's all working out for your good. When the enemy thought that he had you and you know, you thought it was all over because the doctor said no, there's no way that you will be able to come out of this, and the lawyer said, well, the papers that we have, it looks like things are not going to work out for your good. God, turn it around for your good. Somebody shout glory. All right, you're catching the wave. We are right at 11 minutes before the top of the hour of 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the NLFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. I'm your host, the Anointed One. It's always my pleasure. Thank you for catching the wave.
Whenever you think about the condition of our world, whenever you watch the news, whenever you read the newspaper, there's always bad news. It kind of makes you long for a place that the Bible talks about where the wicked will cease from troubling and the weary will be at rest. I want to put it in song, expressing the way I feel. I want to go where the thunder don't roar,
where the thunder don't roar,
there where chilly winds don't blow,
chilly winds don't blow.
Well, the rain don't blow
when I leave this world
to return.
To return, no more.
When I leave this world,
to return, no more.
Let me say that one more time. Where the thunder don't blow.
Where the thunder don't blow.
Wanna go somewhere where chilly winds don't blow. Sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, to return. Some glad morning, when this life is over, gonna fly away and be at rest. To return, what a great day it's gonna be, yeah.
That were my mentors, but it's one that sticks out the most to me, Mr. Lee Williams of Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs.
I can't give
Are right at the top of the hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Again, you are catching the wave, and what a great Tuesday it is, the last Tuesday of this month, and it is October the 31st, 2023. And again, we are having church. Some of you say church, right? All right. Well, that was brand new music by the sounds of Sister Angela Wilson. Somebody said, I got the J-E-S-U-S Jesus, huh? J-E-S-U-S Jesus in me. J-E-S-U-S. Somebody said, I can't say it enough. Yeah, the Jesus in me, huh? So that Jesus in you, let the light shine. You know, that's in you will pour out of you and it'll shine on you that others will see the light on you, huh? The word let us know that great is he that is in you than he that's in the world, the Lord Christ Jesus. All right, well, though you just lock again, we are not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that is to win souls for the glory of God. The word let us know that he whom winneth souls is wise. So that's what we're all about, huh? We have no place for those that are practicing those things that we know are not of God. And some of you know on a day like today, many of you be getting out. And, you know, this is one of the most times of the year that many people are missing, or young children are being lost, and some are found dead due to practicing witchcraft. And there are many people practicing witchcraft today. They don't talk about it over the media. They talk about everything else, but they won't talk about Jesus like the way that the word let us know from the Bible. But there are many that are practicing witchcraft, and we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers of darkness, spiritual weakness in high places. So every time we come over the air, we're coming against those principalities. We're rebuking, binding, and decreeing and speaking life over the people of God, that they may shall live and not die. God bless you. We got more coming your way right here on the NFI Gospel Network, Raleigh. Look, I want to drop this in your ear. Coming this week, beginning the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, that's right, of this month coming up, November the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, in Durham, North Carolina, very good friend, Apostle Monica McCullough, and her husband, they're going to be hosting a 3-day revival in Durham, North Carolina, and it's going to be a powerful deliverance, healing, and the word of God coming forth from their guest speaker out of Kentucky, Apostle Willie Lee. He's going to be coming in and coming forth with the word of God, and this man is not only an apostle, but he is a prophet, and he has an prophetic anointing over his life. And I had a chance to talk with him, and looking forward to seeing him on those 3 days. That's November the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, 7 o'clock p.m. And for the information, listen at this, and you'll be sure to make your way out.
Yes, God bless you, God bless you. This is Apostle Prophet William Lee. Yes, I'm on my way back to the great city of Durham, North Carolina, November the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th, 2023, 7 p.m. nightly. Bethany United Methodist Church, Reverend Lisa Reynolds is the pastor, 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina. Host Apostles Monica and LaMotta McCullough. All roads lead to 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina. Come expecting a miracle. Come expecting to be delivered. Come expecting to be healed. Jeremiah 38 declares, for it shall come to pass, in that day saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck and will burst thy bonds. Come expecting something supernatural. Come expecting to hear from God. Each one bring one. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. Again, all roads lead to 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina, November the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th, 2023, 7 p.m. night.
Oh,
listening to the Stellar Award-winning Internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
We're online 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beats.
Mixing
the beat in the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
Consider my life and times, wrong turns and how you made them right. All I can say is, this is what grace looks like. Persisting on this pilgrim journey, stumbling, stalling, but you never desert me. And all I can say is, this is what grace looks like. Thank you for your grace, covering the length of my day, your goodness and your mercy too, are the only way I made it through. Thank you for your grace, covering the length of my day, your goodness and your mercy too. The only way I made it through. I don't deserve your favor. All the glory belongs to you, and all I can say, thank you. All I can say is, yes, God, you have been good to me, and I am compelled to tell the story over and over again.
Let the whole world know.
Come on now.
Let the redeemed of the Lord.
Thank you.
All the glory belongs to you. And all I can say, this is what grace looks like. Belongs to you. All I can say is, this is what grace looks like.
What tomorrow holds, what tomorrow, man, this song. I said,
He's moving.
What needs to be moved?
So many joys.
Just for you.
And there is nothing He can't do.
So trust and believe He will.
He's always
there.
He's always
there.
Uh-huh. details. You don't have all of the insights. But the scripture declares, for I reckon, that the purple reach of this present time, they're not worthy to be compared to the glory.
Go ahead and worship, worship, glory, hallelujah. We are having church this Tuesday morning, October the 31st, 2023, and ain't nobody mad but the enemy, huh? Somebody said, I'm going to praise God in spite of the way I feel, whether I'm feeling down or I might be in a situation that I'm not feeling the best due to my health. I'm lying in my bed of affliction, and I may not be able to walk, may not be able to talk, may not be able to see, but in spite of all that's going on, I'm going to praise God. And those of you, if you have the faith this morning, that's what it takes. It takes you to continually press towards the mark of the high calling, which is Christ Jesus. You know the J-E-S-U-S in you? J-E-S-U-S. Jesus in you, huh? And when you realize what you have invested in you, you have the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Huh? His spirit dwells on the inside of you. And he said, it shall be like rivers of living waters. Huh? You remember the woman that was at the well, the Samaritan woman? And Jesus let her know that this that I give you, you will never have to thirst again. Huh? Somebody said, I need that this morning. All right. God bless you. We're praying for you. All right. You're catching the wave right here live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, 27 minutes after the hour of 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Coming up the bottom of the hour this morning is Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Bobby Watkin of the Christian Life Church, 6762 Highway 56 West in Franklin, North Carolina. And they're going to be coming forward with the Word of God this morning. And more gospel music and the Word of God a little later at 1 o'clock p.m. It's Elder Kerry Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries out of Raleigh, North Carolina. We'll be right back right after this important message. And the next voice you hear will be Pastor Gladys Smith. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you, God bless you. This is Apostle Prophet William Lee. Yes, I'm on my way back to the great city of Durham, North Carolina, November the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th, 2023, 7 p.m. nightly. Bethany United Methodist Church, Reverend Lisa Reynolds is the pastor, 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina. Host Apostles Monica and LaMotta McCullough. All roads lead to 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina. Come expecting a miracle. Come expecting to be delivered. Come expecting to be healed. Jeremiah 38 declares, for it shall come to pass, in that day saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck and will burst thy bonds. Come expecting something supernatural. Come expecting to hear from God. Each one bring one. Don't meet me there, beat me there. Again, all roads lead to 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina, November the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th, 2023, 7 p.m. night.
Oh,
tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the
best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
We're online 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beat.
Mixing
the beat. In the mix. In the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
This is the day that the Lord have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m., and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
We tell God thank you for another brand new day that He has made. I tell God thank you for being the same God today that He was on yesterday, being the same God today that He will be forevermore, because every new day that He allow me to see, He is the righteous God. He is the holy God. He is Alpha and Omega. He is our healer. He is our miracle worker. He is our deliverer. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for being the God that don't change. He one day He's not this and the next day that, but I tell God thank you that He is the same. He is the righteous God. He is the God that whatever we need Him to be, if it's His will, He will be. And I tell God thank you. I thank God for His Son Jesus coming and going on the cross for all mankind. He didn't have no particular people, but He came that we might have the right to the tree of life. When we were yet sinners, He loved us. When we were yet sinners, He kept us. And I tell God thank you for His Son Jesus and His Holy Ghost power being the comforter that came when Jesus went back. But if we look at the Word of God, the Holy Ghost have been here since the beginning. If we go back to Genesis in the first chapter, verse 2, I believe it said He was going to and fro. And I tell God thank you for the Holy Ghost, because He can comfort. He will be there. He will groan on our behalf. He will intercede on our behalf. And I tell God thank you. Father God, we thank you for this time that you have allowed us to come. And Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I tell you thank you for being the Heavenly Father. Father God, I thank you for being the God that loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son. Father God, I thank you for being the God that loved and left your Holy Ghost power here in the name of Jesus to comfort, to teach, to lead, and to guide. Father God, I thank you for all things great and small. Father God, I thank you for covering us with your blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for keeping your angels in camp round about us, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for holding back the hands of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for fighting the battle for me, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for fighting the battle for your disciples in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for being our healer. I thank you for being the deliverer. I thank you for being the miracle worker, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for all things great and small. Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask that you touch right now, God, those that need comfort in God. Move in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, those that have lost loved ones, God, and they feel like they've been left alone, God, I ask you to comfort, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let them know in your word you said that you wouldn't leave us nor forsake us. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask you to strengthen those that are weak, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you guide the surgeon's hands on today, God, those that are receiving surgery, God. I speak your miracle-working power, your healing power, in the name of Jesus. Father God, those that are incarcerated, God, I ask in your son Jesus' name that you transform their minds and conform their will to your will, God. Oh, Father God, let them call on you, God. Let them repent in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you bless your pastors throughout the land, God. Those that are standing on your word, those that are living your word, those that are doing your word, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you strengthen them, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, continue to order the steps, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you bless in the name of Jesus. I ask that you provide in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. Bless, dear God. You know where it's needed at, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. I thank you for all things great and small. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for being the Almighty God. I tell God, thank you for being the God that never, ever changes. He is holy. He is righteous. He is the powerful God. He is the same God that was in the beginning. He is the same God that will be in the end. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for being the God that worked miracles in the name of Jesus. When we lean to our own understanding and we don't follow him, we are erring and we're going against the word of God. But when we trust God and look to him for everything that we need, I tell God thank you just for being God. I give him glory because God has proven himself that he will answer prayer. And I tell God thank you. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, excluding the third Tuesday night. On third Tuesday at 12 noon, we have noonday prayer. We ask you to come and go in prayer with us. You can leave when you finish praying. If you desire to stay, you can. Third Tuesday, as I said, we don't have Bible study, but I encourage you to go in the Word wherever you are because it's the Word of God that strengthens us. It's the Word of God that heals. It's the Word of God that leads and guides. And I tell God, thank you. for all things. And we thank God for Pastor Halston coming to join us on the first and third Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m. And we ask you to continue to come and join us as the man of God bring forth the word of God. And yours truly come on the second and fourth Tuesdays and on Thursdays. But if God give you a word and we come together, and I know that God have said you are more than welcome to come. And we have babies at Christian Life that are producing books and penning books, and I want them to come and continue to talk about what God have given them to pen. And we tell God, thank you for all things. And if God give you a word, if you have penned a book and you so desire to come and talk about that book, you are more than welcome, because, see, as we come together, the word of God let us know that we got to be there for each other. It's not about me, but I want my Heavenly Father to get all of the glory. And as he gets all of the glory from our lives and we worship and praise him, I tell God, thank you for the strength that comes from him. As we come back on today, we're going to talk about what it means when the word of God say, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I tell God, thank you for being the God that is always there when we need him. He is the God that will not leave us. He is the God that won't let go of us. And he is the God that will not abandon us. We're going to find in our lives, in the physical, that man might abandon us. And when I say man, I'm talking about male and female. But one thing that I do know is that our Heavenly Father will never, ever leave or abandon us. Have you ever said, I don't feel your presence, God. Where are you, God? But I want you to know that God will never leave us. He won't step away from us. He will not abandon us. If you don't feel his presence, if you don't know that he is there, don't look at God and put it on him. Look at yourself, because he said in his word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We're going to find that there are times in our life that we'll step away from him. He already let us know that we can't put nothing or anybody else before him. He let us know in his word that he is our strength. He let us know that when we're going through, that we don't have to be afraid. We do not have to be discouraged, because he is right there with us, leading and guiding us and fighting the battle as we go. As we have already said, he let Jacob know that he was there for him. He let Joshua know that I'm there for you. He also let Solomon know that I'm there for you. And as we live a holy and righteous life, and we live the word, and we are doers of the word, God will never leave us or forsake us. We find that not only is God there for us, he let us know that Jesus Christ affirmed that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will be there for those that follow him always. I tell God, thank you for the leading and the guiding of the Holy Ghost. Have you ever said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to go here, but the Holy Ghost of God will speak in the name of Jesus and let you know that, no, you don't need to go there. He might not come and speak it verbally in your ears, but when the Holy Ghost resides on the inside, he will let you know that now is not the time and that is not the place for you to go. And if we are true sons of God and we are following God and doing what he said, we're going to be obedient until the Holy Ghost of God. And I tell God, thank you. We find that Jesus told his disciples that he would be with them to the very end. He didn't say, I will be with you sometime. I'll be with you part of the way. But he let them know that he would be with them until the end of days. I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. Jesus let Joshua know that he would never leave him. And as a believer of God, this day, I know for surety that he would never leave me. This journey is personal, babies. Only what you do for Christ will determine where you spend eternity. As we look at our target verse, Hebrews 13, verse 5, I tell God, thank you. The word of God said, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And one thing that I'm so glad of is that as long as I hold on to Jesus, I know that he will provide everything that I need. I know that as long as I hold on to Jesus and walk in righteousness, that he would never leave me or forsake me. One thing that I do know, as I hold on to Jesus, and I'm a doer of the word and not a hearer only, that he will be right by my side. And I tell God, thank you. I'm so glad that I know that God will never abandon me. He would never desert me. And one thing that I know, he won't desert you. He won't abandon you. Sometimes we might find ourselves in the valley, but I want you to know that Jesus is in the valley when we go there. If we are on top of the mountain, he's still there with us. And I tell God, thank you. I tell God, thank you, that as a believer, God made us a promise. He made a promise that no, he wouldn't leave us or forsake us. And I'm so glad that God is not a God that will lie. Man will lie and be deceitful, but God will not lie. As we stand on the word of God and do what he say to do, and we honor his son, Jesus, he will be right there with us. Jesus went on the cross for us. No man could do what he did for us. But I tell God, thank you, that when he went on the cross, he took on the assignment of his Father that no man could do but him. If we look at Matthew 27, verse 46, the word of God says, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? As Jesus was hanging on the cross, he was there suffering for us and on our behalf. I tell God, thank you, that see, he felt like God has stepped away from him. When he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Let me know that he experienced separation from God. I tell God, thank you, that he did it on our behalf, those that were sinners. And I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. He was wounded for our transgressions. Nobody could do that for us but him. I tell God, thank you, he gives himself as a ransom for sinners. I tell God, thank you for him, Jesus, being the one who knew no sin. He didn't. But God made him sin for us that we might have the right to eternal life. I tell God, thank you for his sin. That as we stand on the word of God, he would never leave us or forsake us. As Jesus was hanging on the cross, he felt like God had separated himself and forsaken him. And he did, he was for that moment, because he took on our sins. I tell God, thank you, nobody else could do it but him. That's why I'm so glad that I know that I can call on the name of Jesus. I can call on my Heavenly Father's name. I can call on the Holy Ghost, knowing that they are there for me always. Whether I'm in the valley, whether you're in the valley, whether everything is going okay, we can call on him and he is right there. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus, that he loved us so much that he went on the cross. And as we are those that trust in him and believe in him, we know for surety that he will not abandon us. Even when we were sinners, he was there offering salvation to us. And I tell God, thank you, that the day that I turn from my sins and turn unto him, I tell God, thank you, that if it were not for him going on the cross for me, I wouldn't be free from sin. I would still be a slave to sin. But when he went on the cross, I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus, that he loved us so much that he came to free us from sin. I thank God for all that he has done and that he is still doing. Man will desert us and walk away from us. But I'm so glad to know that Jesus will never leave or forsake us. I thank God for all that he does. If we look at 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, one thing that I do know is that because he loves, he did take on our sin. When we were yet sinners, he loved. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21 say, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sins, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That was Jesus who was made sin for us, that we, the sinners, might be made the righteousness of God in him. We couldn't do it on our own, but God's son Jesus made it possible. And I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. As we became sons of God, it wasn't nothing that we did, but Jesus made it possible. Not Satan, but Jesus made it possible for God to justly forgive sinners. And I tell God, thank you. Because, see, if Satan had his way, he wouldn't have let go. But when you confess with your mouth who Jesus is and that he died and went on the cross for us and you believe it, the word of God let us know, then you are saved. But you got to truly believe it. And I thank God for his son Jesus coming. When we gave our life to him, and we didn't turn our backs on him, he is still there. He would never leave us or forsake us. And I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. Who wouldn't serve a God that looked beyond our faults and saw that we needed him? When we were yet sinners, doing what we thought we were big enough to do, the Holy Ghost of God was interceding on our behalf. And I tell God, thank you. His son Jesus was there. Yeah, he was. Because, see, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. I tell God, thank you. If we look at Galatians 3, verse 13, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus going on the cross for us. That he, nobody else could do it. He didn't ask nobody to step in, but he did it. He redeemed us from the curse and being made a curse for us because he loved. I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. As we stand on the word of God and we live the word, I tell God, thank you that if we live right and we live holy, holiness without no man shall see God. I tell God, thank you for forgiving us for our sins. And because God would never leave us or forsake us, we don't have to be afraid of Satan. As God have redeemed us through his son Jesus, I know for a surety he won't forsake me. He won't leave you. He's there for us. When we call on him, he is there. He can come to you. He can come to them. He can go over there for those. He said he would never leave us or forsake us. When we serve God, we don't have to be afraid of no man. Don't have to be afraid of Satan. If we look at Hebrews 13, verse 6, the word of God says, so that ye may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. As the Lord is our helper, I tell God, thank you, that no matter what circumstances come, we don't ever have to fear that God will desert us or that God will forsake us, because he is there for us at all times. He may not do it the way that we want him to do it, but I'm so glad to know that he won't forsake us. He didn't just start being the God who would not forsake, but even in the beginning he was the God that was there for mankind. If we look at Joshua 1 verse 5, it said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of their life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. So as God was with Moses, as God was with Joshua, God is with us this day. And I tell God, thank you. He won't leave us or forsake us. We don't have to fear, because I know for surety that God will be there for me. He will be there for you and you and you. We can trust in God with all our heart, with all our minds and our body. And I tell God, thank you. Not only can we trust in him, he is our helper. He can do what no man can do. And I tell God, thank you for being the one who helps and protects us. I thank God for his son Jesus being the one who is always there no matter what we may go through, babies. I want you to know that God is there. He won't forsake us. If you don't feel his presence, if you don't think he hears you, don't think that he has stepped away. Check out your walk and your relationship, because he already let us know that I won't leave thee or forsake thee. One last scripture, Psalms 118, verses 6 and 7. He said, I call upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I would not fear what man can do for me. And I added verse 5, yeah, I did. Because he said, I called upon the Lord. That's letting us know that you got to call upon him. And verse 7 said, the Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. See, God's chosen people are covered by him. He will come to their rescue. He will put our enemy under our feet. I tell God, thank you for being a covering for his chosen vessels. The word of God let us know that many are called, but few are chosen. And if you are a chosen vessel, chosen by God, God is your helper. God is your strength. God is the one that will fight the battle for you. I thank God for him being the one that would never, ever leave me or forsake me. Don't have to text him. Don't have to call him on the phone. All you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. Say, God, God, I thank you. He's always there, babies. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. He won't let you go. He won't abandon you. He's there. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned
Yes, God bless you, God bless you. This is Apostle Prophet William Lee. Yes, I'm on my way back to the great city of Durham, North Carolina, November the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th, 2023, 7 p.m. nightly. Bethany United Methodist Church, Reverend Lisa Reynolds is the pastor, 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina. Host Apostles Monica and LaMotta McCullough. All roads lead to 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina. Come expecting a miracle. Come expecting to be delivered. Come expecting to be healed. Jeremiah 38 declares, for it shall come to pass, in that day said the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck and will burst thy bonds. Come expecting something supernatural. Come expecting to hear from God. Each one bring one. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. Again, all roads lead to 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina, November the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th, 2023, 7 p.m. night.
Sit down.
You're the air that breathes. My source of energy. Yes, you set my soul free. So glad you favor me. I'm so thankful for favor. Yeah, I'm so grateful for favor. Yeah, it takes one single visit from you and my life has been shifted. So thankful for favor.
Minutes after the hour, and what a great time we're having thus far. Here's the sounds of Mr. Jay Coswell and the Ambassadors. You're catching the wave.
he winds up knocking me back down on my
with what is life's final common denominator. That's something that we call death. We all think about it, and every now and then I think about my own death, and I think about my own funeral, and I don't think of it in a morbid sense. Every now and then I ask myself, what is it that I would want to say? And I leave the word to you this morning. If any of you are around when I have to meet my day, I don't want a long funeral. And if you get somebody to deliver the eulogy, tell them not to talk too long. And every now and then I wonder what I want them to say. Tell them not to mention that I have a Nobel Peace Prize. That isn't important. Tell them not to mention that I have 300 or 400 other awards. That's not important. Tell them not to mention where I went to school. And I'd like somebody to mention that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to give his life serving others. I'd like for somebody to say that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to love somebody. I want you to say that day that I tried to be right on the wall question. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try to feed the hungry. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try in my life to clothe those who were naked. I want you to say on that day that I did try in my life to visit those who were in prison. I want you to say that I tried to love and serve humanity. Yes, if you want to say that I was a drum major, say that I was a drum major for justice. Amen. Say that I was a drum major for peace. Amen. I was a drum major for righteousness. Amen. And all of the other shallow things will not matter. Amen. I won't have any money to leave behind. I won't have the fine and luxurious things of life to leave behind. But I just want to leave a committed life behind. And that's all I want to say. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word of song, if I can show somebody he's traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can bring salvation to a world once wrought, if I can spread the message as the Master taught, then my living will not be in vain. Yes, Jesus, I want to be on your right or your left side. not for any selfish reason. I want to be on your right or your left side, not in terms of some political kingdom or ambition, but I just want to be there in love and in justice and in truth and in commitment to others so that we can make of this old world a new world.
At the railroad station one day, child, when the soldier was going away, child and the crowd that stood around began to mourn.
Going down memory lane, how my
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Everybody, you see, turn around. If you can't help me, please don't stop me. Sunshine and rain, some up, some down, some smiles and some frowns, but it's been a good day, yes it has, thank you Lord, it's been a good day.
I've got my help. And I know that I'm in time. It's been a good day, and I thank God for it. It's been a good day. I've been lied on and cheated, talked about in this field. Up and down, had some smiles, had some frowns. Oh, it's been a good day. Take a little time to thank God for it. I want to thank God for it. I want to thank God for it. I want to thank God for it. All of my help and then to know that I'm in time. Leave my faith a little more time.
Oh, to get to the top, and they won't even look around. If you don't solve this, please, on your way up, one day you will surely come down. You better sow good seed.
Sow good seed.
You can grin in my face and stab me in the back, and you think that that's alright. But don't you know what's done in the dark? One day it's gonna come to the light. You better sow good seed.
Sow good seed.
Tell somebody to sow good seed, yeah.
Sow good seed.
Tell them you gonna reap everything. Talk about the mole that's in my eye, and they can't see the beam in there. You know why? They're slipping and sliding, peeping and hiding, living like they just don't care. You better sow good seed.
Sow good seed.
Everybody sow good seed, yeah.
Sow good seed.
Oh. Does anybody here know what I'm talking about?
You're gonna reap.
Lie on me if you want to. It's alright. It's coming up. Coming up again. Can I get a witness here? And don't mind letting somebody know. Just sow good seed. Can I get me some witnesses? Put your hand together. Good God Almighty. What I want you to do, what I want you to do, give God a praise with all your strength and all your might. Because I want to tell you one thing, whatever you do, it's coming up again. You can't do wrong and get away. It's coming up again on Judgment Day. Get your mind, yeah. Good God Almighty. Somebody in here, you're starting up loud. Digging, digging, in somebody's path. Causing trouble in somebody's home. I want you to know one thing. Everybody, everybody here, gonna reap what you sow. Preach of
you too.
You're gonna reap it. Preach of
you too.
You're gonna reap it.
It comes. You too.
You're gonna reap it.
Judgment.
You're gonna reap it.
put it all in his hands. Somebody put those hands on it. Come on, let's sing it real good. Come on. All in his hands. I like that. Come on. In his hands. Woo! That's it. Come on, say this. In his hands. You got it. So come on, let's take it real good right here. Come